radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Hebrews, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
In Hebrews chapter 2, it says, "Therefore we ought also to give the more earnest heed to those things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will." Folks, the reality is that there's a danger about salvation. You say, a danger about salvation? I thought it was a warm fuzzy. I thought it was a nice, comfortable blanket. I thought it was a pillow to lay my head on. Well, it can be, and it ought to be. But there is a danger. We've just been told that there is a danger. The Bible says that we ought to give the more earnest heed. There might be a potential in some of us to not give much heed to what we've heard. We heard it once, maybe as a child in a Sunday school class, and we heard it and we thought, hey, you know what? This is really neat, and we leaned in. My experience as a young child was not to have come up in a home that was, you know, bounded in church things. And what happened to me was a little bus route came around, got to go to church. Remember the vignettes, you know, those little snapshots of your childhood? You remember those little snapshots? All I got. I'm in a Sunday school classroom. I felt like the person there loved me. I didn't remember them much. I don't even know what the church was that I went to. But then I got a little older, and I went down to my grandmother's house. My people were from the South, as some of yours were. And my people were in Kentucky, and so we'd go down to Kentucky, and I'd see my grandmother, and she got me some of these little booklets, and they told me how I could know I was going to heaven one day, and I'd read them, and man, I'd read them. It was like baseball cards for me. I had to get another one and another one. Man, it just lit me up. And I read them, and every time I would read them after a point, I'd pray, and I'd ask God to save me. And then after a while, we'd come back, and after a while, those little booklets would get misplaced, you know. Maybe been neglected, but I do remember reading them up here in Ohio. But what happened is that there was a time where it just kind of fell to the ground for me. And then at age 12, there I was in a church, and I heard the gospel being preached. And it was just like what I read about. And I knew that I needed to go forward and ask Jesus to save me. And I asked Jesus to save me. But even after that, and I got baptized thereafter, and I was lit up, man. I was a kid who was on cloud nine. But my family, it struggled to get to church. And as time goes on, as a 12-year-old boy, I ended up not going to church. And I got into the world's crowd for a few years. But you know what's really neat? 1 John 3:19 says, "He that is born of God cannot go on in sin, for his seed remains in him, neither can he sin." And what ended up happening was after about 3 years of my days in the Badlands, God got a hold of my heart, and I told my mom, "I need to repent." Now, I want you to know the truth of this. Nobody witnessed to me at that time. It was a God thing. God did that. God said, "Dave, you need to get out of here." And at that point, I began to not neglect anymore. Understand something, it's a danger that we have for us to neglect our salvation. It's a danger for us not to give a more earnest heed. Now, I love the fact that I'm preaching to the choir today because y'all are here. 90% of Americans are not meeting today. They're looking at a screen, and it is okay, and praise the Lord for that. I mean, I'm praising the Lord that people are making the efforts to do what they can do, but this, the gathering of ourselves, there's an act of faith just by your coming here. Some of you are a little more nervous than others, and I get it, man. The world in which we live, it has been giving us a bombardment on how terrible everything is out there. And the reality is that some of us, that's the only narrative we hear, and we, you know, I get it. I get it. That's why we're out here. But I want you to know that gathering is something Jesus said to do. So if the government says don't gather and God says gather, what do we do? I'm not kidding. This is truth. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together and so much more as you see the day approaching. I see the day approaching. Israel's in the land. Man, the monetary system's almost ready to go sideways so that they can get a one world government. I see the day approaching today. Give me a beat somewhere. Thank you. Now, I appreciate you not doing it all the time because it freaks me out. But I can ask for one now and again. So what we see is there's a danger. There's a danger in not giving a more earnest heed. A more earnest heed. Because Jesus was the one that spoke. There's another danger. The Bible says in verse 1 at the end, it says, let's at any time, we should let them slip. The interesting thing about this word is it literally has the idea of that which is drifting away. It's like it doesn't happen all at once. It's not like you jump ship. It's almost like you're just kind of floating down the river and you've fallen asleep and there's some falls ahead, but you don't know it. Another danger we see is it's talking about neglecting, and I kind of put that together with giving the more earnest heed here a moment ago. But neglecting is interesting. It's a danger of dismissing what we've heard. You know, if you dismiss salvation as being not only a very important thing, but the absolutely most important thing, there's a danger that you might fall under some kind of discipline. Does God discipline His children? The Bible says, Hebrews 12, it says, whom the Lord loves, He chastens, and He scourges. That's a spanking there, the scourging. He scourges every son that He receives. In the last days, in Revelation chapter 3, the Bible says that the Laodicean church is going to be so deluded that they're going to think they're rich and increased with goods, have need of nothing. God says to them in that passage, in chapter 3 of Revelation, you can read it. He says to them, listen, purchase from me gold tried in the fire. You need some trials. He says, get some oil from me, which will be symbolic of the Holy Spirit, and wash your eyes so you can see. He says, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know that you are poor and wretched and naked and miserable. He says, you don't even realize it. You say, wait a minute. What are you talking? That's the church he's talking to. Well, wait a minute. Who's the Apostle Paul? Oh, wretched man that I am. You see, Paul had that disposition. Blessed are the poor in spirit, not the haughty in spirit. You see, if we neglect this great salvation, we tend to bring ourselves into a position where we delude ourselves. We have to kind of bolster ourselves with our own devices. You see, your self-talk about who you are as a Christian ought not be conjured from your own rumination. It ought to be conjured from the truth that is declared in the Word of God. When you go to the Word of God, you find out who you are, and listen, you find out whose you are. And you don't have to question God's words if you take Him at His word, because He will give you the peace. In fact, that is, listen, that's the linchpin, the cornerstone, the crux of salvation. We see it in Abraham. The Bible says Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. That's how salvation happens. And people can't be saved if they don't even know what God said. Can't happen. You got to know what God says. It's the Word. How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach lest they be sent? It is faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10 tells us. You've got to know the Word of God to be saved. And so when we see this neglecting, the fact is that if we have truly stumbled into some little, you know, smattering of truth, and maybe somewhere, somehow, we trusted Jesus on the highways and byways like I did as a little child, we got ourselves righted with God, because born again is born again. But then there's that neglect, and what happens with neglect is there's a potential for discipline. You say, well, how can that be? We're His children. He loves us. Well, look back at verse 2. It says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. In other words, every time they disobeyed, and every time they transgressed, God had to spank them. That's what happens to people who neglect. You might wonder why it is you bump all the way through Christian life. You know, you think, man, it should be easier than this. It may be that you're not really interacting with God and having that personal relationship He desires from you. So I say to you, there's a danger in salvation. There's a danger in slipping. That'll lead to shipwreck, but there's a danger of neglecting, which can lead to discipline. And there's a danger in slighting God. You say, slighting God? Yeah, because, you know, this is an antiphonal relationship we have with God. You know, He saves us, but then we're supposed to show forth His praise. That's your job. That's my job. It's not one-sided. God doesn't just say, hey, I'll save you. I'll see you at the end of the road. No, He says, I want to walk with you, man. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And if you today name the name of Christ, I want to just say, if you don't sense the fact that He's with you, it's because you're not paying attention. Because He is with you if you're His child. He ain't leaving. Isn't that good to know? I mean, give me a beat for that. I'm glad He ain't leaving. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. But what ends up happening is sometimes the Christian church becomes like Jeshurun in the Old Testament. The Bible says, Jeshurun hath become fat and hath forgotten me and hath transgressed. That's sad, isn't it? God says, if I be a father, where's my honor? If I be a Lord, where's my service? God says, you know, He wants His people to follow Him. And what sometimes we don't understand, maybe we're not paying attention. The Bible says, follow me and I will make you to be fishers of men. You see, it's not just a nicety to be a Christian. And we have to be careful because there is a danger in slighting God. That's a danger of dishonoring God. And you say, well, you know, I don't want to do that. I mean, maybe I have. And, you know, I realize some people are really sensitive and to themselves and to their world and to God. And, you know, like that, the Lord talks about in His parable of the talents. You know, one gave five, and you know, three and one. And the one buried their talent. They were timid. And God says, take that from them and give it to these other which had five and brought ten. And He says, now cast that one out altogether, because that one really was so timid they would never have a relationship that had any kind of girth to it. But what I want you to understand is that if you're too timid to do anything for God, what you might end up with is harassment, spiritual harassment, because you don't really see behind the veil. You see, it is when you begin to follow God, you begin to see behind the veil. You see Christ in the nuances of your day-to-day. You see Him protecting and providing and comforting and giving you a song when you're devastated by some situation. I remember years ago, my wife and I were dating, and she broke up with me, and I was devastated. I mean, and you know, it was just the worst thing. I just knew she was for me. And I went out praying over this thing. And I mean, I was crying to the Lord in crocodile tears. And the next thing you know, I wore myself out with that. And I was getting ready to head back to the dormitories. And I'd given her to the Lord. I said, Lord, help me. I don't know what to do with this. And there was a hitchhiker on the road. And I picked up this hitchhiker. Now, I know we don't do that anymore, do we? Everybody's got a cell phone. This guy needed a ride. I gave him a ride. And as I gave him a ride, I got to tell him about the real and true and highest love of my life. I got to tell him about Jesus. And he got saved.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.